The Best of Times Radio Hour, live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, radio listeners. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. Do thank you for tuning in to our show today, and also thanking those who might be listening via the internet at www.710keel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Keel application on their Apple or Android devices. We also thank those who might be listening to this radio show via our podcast, our previously broadcast shows here on The Best of Times Radio Hour, via our website, thebestoftimesnews.com, or from our popular Apple podcast. We do thank AARP Louisiana and Bears Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer for being the exclusive sponsor of this radio show to provide you with beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to learn when and why to contact an injury law firm. So stay tuned to this radio show for some beneficial information for you and your loved ones. It is Saturday, March the 29th, and we are broadcasting our show from the studios of News Radio 710 Kiel, a Town Square media station here in wonderful Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's show has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept calling questions and comments from our loyal radio listeners. Be sure to pick up the March-April issue of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. I'm sorry to tell you that this issue is a very popular issue, and there are very few available copies, printed copies, at our 270 distribution locations. I cannot tell you where they're available, but do try to visit the Caddo Council on Aging or Bossier Council on Aging for copies, as we distribute thousands of copies to those two locations. We also thank you for the many compliments about our magazine that we receive each and every month. We do appreciate hearing from you. If you're unable to find a printed copy, remember, you can always visit our popular website, as many, many thousands do already, each and every month, thebestoftimesnews.com, to view both current and past issues of our magazine. Also, you can view the 2025 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory. And as I mentioned, you can also listen to previously broadcast shows here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. As I mentioned, great news, we have published the 24th edition of Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory. It's now available. We printed 25,000 copies. They are available at our 270 distribution locations. But again, be sure to pick up as soon as possible, because they are our most popular publication. As I mentioned, it is viewable and downloadable from our website at thebestoftimesnews.com and our Silver Pages app. Last year, we had over 15,000 individuals that downloaded the Silver Pages from our website. We want to thank the many loyal businesses who supported the printing of the Silver Pages, and who understand that this resource guide is very beneficial to seniors, boomers, and of course, their family members. Each and every month, The Best of Times sends out a newsletter via e-blast over 73,000 email addresses of seniors and boomers in the Northwest Louisiana. It provides them with a link to read our current issue online, but also it gives them opportunity to read our current Silver Pages online. In addition, we include educational articles that are not found in the printed copy of The Best of Times magazine. Of course, this newsletter is free. Just visit our website, thebestoftimesnews.com, to subscribe by giving us your email address. Each and every month, you'll be receiving this particular newsletter. Great news, our friends at Ernest Orleans has brought back the Best of Times special dinner each and every Thursday from 4:30 p.m. to closing, with fabulous meals at a highly discounted price. It is highly recommended, due to the popularity of this Best of Times Thursday night special at Ernest Orleans, to make advance reservations by calling 318-226-1325. Again, 318-226-1325. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Kiel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Abear's Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. And now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Bears Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I do thank you for taking time to listen to our radio show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Mr. Tony Miller, who's the Director of Marketing with Morris and DeWitt Injury Law Firm here in the Shreveport and Bossier City area. He's going to discuss when and why a person or family needs to contact an injury law firm. So thank you, Tony, for joining us today here on the Best of Times Radio Hour.
Thank you, Gary. We appreciate the opportunity to be here and talk to your audience.
Well, again, it's important, I think, as we talked earlier, there's so many different specialties in the legal profession. And a lot of people think that just any lawyer can handle and successfully handle it. And that's why I brought you on, because you're a specialized attorney firm, right?
Yes, sir, we are. We specialize in personal injury, and probably beyond that, we specialize in your more complicated cases that may require litigation. Now, we can handle any level of case, but if you were to ask me what makes Morris & DeWitt special, it would be that we focus in that area. Okay. We have a lot of success at trial and litigation, and then because of that trial reputation, we can get a lot of we have a lot of success in negotiating.
So tell us your venue, how you came into work with this law firm as a media person, marketing person.
Well, I'll give you a little bit of background. First thing I want to say to your audience is that I am not a lawyer, and this is not legal advice. Please call a lawyer if you need one. And how I got into this is, I was my last stop, I was in the casino business, and I have done a casino, and I've done financial analysis for a casino, and I've done marketing. I was in Reno, Nevada, and me and my family were thinking of relocating out there. And so I was out there for a year, and we decided, no, this isn't for us. We want to stay here and go to Louisiana.
Good.
So I was looking for opportunities, and this one came my way. I was ready for a change of pace. I was ready to do something a little bit more non-casino related. That's a certain lifestyle, and when you age, sometimes that lifestyle.
Oh, you're 10 years young.
I'm spry. So I got the opportunity with Trey and Justin to come back to Shreveport and take over the marketing for their firm, and I took it.
Well, what surprised you? Has surprised you so far?
Well,
dealing with a personal injury law firm.
Well, I would say that when I first arrived, I was just like probably everybody in your audience, right? There's no lawyers in my family. I don't have personal connections to a lawyer. I knew the law, what I saw on TV and what I saw on the billboards, you know. So I guess what really surprised me was how hurt people can get and how frequent people are injured, whether it's at work or whether it's just through a happenstance on the highway or whether it's just through, in some cases, just, you know, great negligence on behalf of people who should know better and care more. And I was surprised at just the rate in which people are injured and how many of those are legitimate injuries that people need help with.
So you took over this. Do most law firms have media marketing? Very few, I think, don't they? It's not as prevalent.
There are a lot of companies out there who provide marketing services for law firms.
Okay.
And before I came on board, our company used one. They provide all-in-one services, like many doctors have them, and
right.
You know, insurance companies have them. And so when I came over, there's plenty of them. There's plenty of services, but you have to be a certain size before you really want to start doing it in-house, because it's not efficient if you're small. You probably want to put those resources to better use. But there's a point in which, in size and success, where you need to do it in-house in order to represent your brand to get the maximum value for your marketing dollar. I would say probably one out of five firms probably have an internal marketing person, but probably only one out of 20 or 30 have like a fully developed marketing department and team.
Well, you have a team, don't you?
We have a team.
And that's important. And you've had a lot of successes in your company. I want to put kudos. I'm sure your bosses may be listening today, but I'm impressed. You're well known in the area.
Oh, thank you. Have you noticed our billboards?
Oh, yes, definitely. You've got billboards lots of places, and we also support your support of the Best of Times magazine on the back cover. We've had a lot of people that have seen that and commented about that, so it's really good.
Oh, we appreciate it. It's a great partnership. We've received a few calls.
Good. Good to hear it. Good to hear that. So the importance of promotion is there's so many choices out there in anything we do these days. I mean, lawyers, doctors, you name it. So that's the important thing is getting it out, right? Explain to them the culture, the why they should select Morrison DeWitt, right?
Yes, sir. And it's also, you know, lawyers are, I always, when I talk to my family, they ask me, why are you doing the billboards, the way you do this, that, and the other. Law is funny. You probably do not think about a lawyer at all in your everyday life, right?
True.
You don't think about it until you need it, right? But you never know from a personal injury standpoint when you're going to need it, right? You and I can get into a happenstance on the way from the studio, and we may need one, right? So the challenge with law is that we want to stay in people's minds so that when they do need us, they think about us, because it's not an everyday thing. You can go your whole life and never have to contact a personal injury attorney.
That's important, the awareness. And that's why you have the printed, the billboards, the various types of awareness throughout the area. Like, you know, most companies don't think about that, but it's important. I mean, that's why McDonald's grew.
And there's also an escalation happening in the legal industry. If you've noticed, you've probably been living here a year to year, you probably noticed that maybe 20 years ago when you were 19, that we maybe only had a couple of billboards out on the interstate, and then probably got a few more and a few more. If you look now, if you travel down I-20, you see them, right, from Atlanta all the way to California.
That's right.
Right? So there's an escalation. So to get your name out there and just to be heard, just to stay above the tide, you know, tidal wave, you have to do it now.
Well, I appreciate the 19 years. I'm 75 now, so it's been a few years. I can remember there was no billboards in I-20.
Yes,
that was quite a few years ago.
I missed it by a smidge.
Yeah, just a bit. Hey, so that's okay. So you take a big case versus small case? How do you determine which cases do you take?
We look at individual case quality more than the estimated value. Everybody needs an attorney. Our criteria really is if you're injured and we can help you, then we will help you, right? So all the things that we've learned from being very successful with bigger cases apply to smaller cases.
Okay.
Right? So those techniques, you know, migrate down. If you're dealing with an attorney that only deals with small cases, I can't honestly say those skills migrate up. But if you're dealing with the bigger cases, they can't migrate down. So our focus is on catastrophic injury. Our reputation is based around catastrophic injury. But we will help anyone with a legitimate need. We want to take care of the community.
That's important.
And if they come in and need our help, we're going to try to help them.
Well, the important thing is I have gone to your fabulous website. Everybody, the website's very easy, just like the name of the law firm. And I'm having a senior moment here. Mention the website. The website is
MorrisDeWitt.com.
Okay, MorrisDeWitt.com.
Yes, sir.
So make sure you go to that, because I went to it several times. It is fascinating. It has many, many questions and answers that I'm not going to be able to talk with Tony today about. But I was fascinated by it, and I pulled up a few questions that I thought my listeners are going to be enjoyable to learn about. But get more information is to go to their website or even call them, right?
Absolutely.
To call them. They're 221-1508 is the local number, or the toll-free is 844-311-5927, if I recall.
Yes, sir. You can reach us there.
So, again, you represent also Louisiana and Texas, correct?
Yes, sir. We can try cases in Texas, and we can go nationwide. There are processes in the legal community that would allow us to take cases anywhere in the United States. But in terms of immediacy, we can handle Texas and Louisiana. In Shreveport, I mean, we get a fair amount of East Texas cases.
So tell us the your expertise is you've dealt with, you've been there, done that. So you have when I went to your website, I was amazed how many reviews of how many cases that you have
yes.
had.
Yes, sir.
That experience leads to a lot of things, right?
It does. Let's take the largest case that we've been a part of, and that was the Grantham case, which the which the jury in Bossier Parish awarded $409 million for. Now, that was the citizens of Bossier Parish signaling to oil and gas companies that there are certain things that company was doing that they just didn't want in their community. So that was a signal that they wanted better behavior out of companies. And in this instance, the case revolved around a commercial vehicle that was driven by someone that was intoxicated, which led to the unfortunate loss of a young child and injury of her mother.
Oh, that's sad. But you learned from that case, right?
Well, that's kind of the test case. To do that kind of case that lasts 5 years and is in front of a jury in a trial that lasts a week against two or three defendants, all with their own legal teams, that takes a certain level of skill and capability that you only acquire by doing it. It's I don't know if you have any doctors in your house or in your family, but they don't let them operate on a heart the second day out of medical school.
No, definitely
right?
Not.
You go through a process. Well, in the legal community, taking these big cases and doing well with them is kind of the process. You learn by doing, especially in civil law and in PI law. You don't go through a lot of that in law school. Trey Morris, our owner, has always told me, he asked me a question once. He goes, hey, when you graduated college, how much did you learn about the personal injury law? I said, nothing.
Nothing.
And he said, yep, same as me.
Right? So that's a good one.
He's learned by doing. So that's important in personal injury. If you have a serious case, if you're seriously injured, then you owe it to yourself and your family to choose and select a firm that is not going to use it as a learning experience. You want them to have their teeth sharp. You want them to have their capabilities honed so that they can get the best value for you. We have a situation recently where a man was unfortunately had his legs amputated, right, in an accident, and there was negligence involved. Well, if you're a truck driver or if you're working on an oil rig or, you know, you're a person that's going to make your living with your hands and your elbows and your body, well, you need those things in order to continue working. You're not going to be able to do that if you have your legs or your arms amputated. So that's going to change the trajectory of the rest of your life.
Sure.
And you need a law firm that can deliver for you because that settlement that you receive or however you resolve the case is going to last you the rest of your life to take care of not only your medical but your family, to replace all the wages you would have earned for the rest, like 20, 30 years of your work life. When you start calculating plus fixing you, when you start calculating all those values, the number can get up there, and you need a law firm that's comfortable doing it, that has done it, that can do it.
So what are some of the misconceptions of personal injury law attorneys that you have seen or have had to evaluate?
I think probably the biggest one is that they don't care, that it's just about the money.
Whoa.
And I would say that when we were going through the Grantham trial, for example, mm-hmm. it got pretty intense the week before that trial around the office because Trey Morris, who was our lead attorney and our owner of the company, he took it very seriously. He was very passionate about delivering for this family because Ms. Grantham not only wanted the story to get out about some of the practices happening in oil companies with their logistics departments, but she wanted laws changed because in this particular instance, the person that was intoxicated was not allowed, or the police were not allowed to drug test him on the spot because the laws weren't allowed. Now, if he was drunk, right, that would have been one thing. They could have done that. But if you're intoxicated on a substance that's not alcohol, then there was no mechanism in the law. So she went on a campaign to get this law changed. And that law was changed a few years ago. It's called Katie Bugg's Law.
Okay.
And
great impact. Wow, I was not aware that was the case. Okay.
It is. They're an inspirational family that had to deal with a tragic situation. But Trey really wanted to deliver because it was more than just, taking this company to court. She wanted the story out there. And he had to deliver that. So for him, this was being the quarterback in the Super Bowl, right? This was, Joe Montana, fourth quarter, down by three.
Good analogy. Okay, yes.
So he cares. He's passionate. And that's probably the thing I didn't expect to find, is a level of care and passion for our clients when they are in these situations.
Well, that's important. I mean, that's important. Concerning about the client first, money and settlement should be secondary, right?
It is. All those things come from the facts of the case, right? Because in a lot of these situations, you do have bench trials where the judge decides, but in a lot of these cases, it is the juries, which is made up of the citizens of a parish or a city, making these decisions. And, so our fellow citizens sitting in the jury is going to listen to the facts, they're going to listen to the evidence, they're going to listen to the recommendations, and then they're going to make a decision as to how much to award a person who's suffered a loss, suffered a death in the family because of negligence, or suffered loss of limb or loss of function or a brain injury where they're just not quite the person they were before. And it's the jury that will put a price tag on that. They listen to arguments, but they'll do it and make that decision.
So the other interesting comment I want to ask you about is you must have had – your firm has a lot of experience in dealing with insurance companies. And,
a little bit.
And that probably – they know you by name, correct?
We've been told by people on the other side of the table that they know who we are. And that
that's important.
And that they have certain – when they know that they're going to be negotiating against the team, they know what they're getting into. They know that our attorneys will go all the way. They will – they will go as hard as the client wants us to go to achieve the results the client wants to achieve.
And a lot of time, I'm sure you have the defense battle going, saying that why go through them? Go directly through us, right?
You do have that. I think almost a lot of the cases we have, one of the first conversations you always have with the client is going to be, but fill in the blank. Insurance company has already offered me X, right? Mm-hmm. If I sign today, or if I sign tomorrow, and I release them from future liability, then they'll give me this right now. And that is always the case. I would say there are cases in which, that we may not be able to get more than what they're offering. There are those cases on the line say we can get more 100% of the time every time. That wouldn't be honest. But a lot of times, when I was at Finance and Casino, it's called the time value of money, right? If I can get you to sign today for an amount that is a lot better than waiting a year or waiting, right?
A couple of years, right.
A couple of years. And also, there's been plenty of cases that we don't know how serious they're going to be until we're actually, in there, investigating. For example, I'll give you an example. Like someone, let's say someone gets in a wreck with an 18-wheeler, which, you know, I-20 is very, very heavily trafficked, happens, you know, quite frequently. Someone gets in a wreck with an 18-wheeler. Let's say they're hurt. Let's say they have serious medical bills, right? But the company, insurance company, saying, look, we'll take care of this, that, and the other right now if you sign. Well, you may not know, and we wouldn't know until we actually got into the investigation, that maybe that truck that hit them hadn't had the proper maintenance on in 2 or 3 years. Maybe we'd find out that the person driving that truck should not have repeatedly violated DOT regulations, right? Maybe they shouldn't have been hired at all based on their, you know, their work history or their, you know, job history. And, well, that makes a difference. That's a difference between it's just an accident that happens, right, versus they should have been behind the wheel anyway, and then you get an accident. That would, knowing that information would change someone's perspective on whether this is just a, golly, it's just an accident, nobody can do anything about it, versus, well, this is an accident because you hired someone that shouldn't be behind the wheel. And but you won't know that until you get a law firm to start investigating, start pulling records, and start doing the due diligence.
And that's important, the due diligence, because we might have found out, because they have to record their driver logs, right?
Yes, sir.
And you could find out he or she's been driving many, many hours without a rest. They're fatigued, right?
Or we can find out the driving records were altered, possibly, or fabricated. Sometimes you discover a lot. There's no telling what you can discover when you start looking.
And a lot of them, of course, you hear that some wheels of some drivers are distracted by something, right? In their cab, or with somebody with them in their cab.
In their cab, yes, sir. Or maybe they're trying to catch up on a Netflix show that's happened to be playing on their TV in the cab.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, that's you find all kinds of examples out there.
And you mentioned poor vehicle maintenance. I mean, all these commercial vehicles have to have a record, just like, you know, airlines. They have to record their maintenance. And if they miss out something, it could have been causing a mishap, correct? The mm-hmm. brakes went out. The tires were way almost flat.
Or they didn't properly secure the load.
Oh, didn't think about that one. So the load kept shifting, huh?
Load will shift or load fell off, you know, and then it caused the truck to do something it shouldn't have done because the load fell off.
Didn't think about that one. The weight distribution, the load shifting. Never thought about that one as well. So hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information. But now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Avers Tending Country Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I do thank you for taking time to listen to our show today. Joining me on my radio show is a special guest, is Mr. Tony Miller, who's the Director of Marketing with Morris & DeWitt, injury law firm that's reported in Bossier City area. He's discussing when and why a person or family needs to contact an injury law firm. So thank you, Tony, for joining us today.
Thank you.
First segment was quite interesting and informational. I want to comment that on a personal level, I appreciate your sponsorships of many community things in the Shreveport and Bossier City area. I don't know if you do some of it in South Louisiana. You have a Covington office, if I recall, right?
We have a Covington office. We recently opened up a Lake Charles office, and we're in the process of opening up an office in Ruston.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Really expansive. Okay. Wow. That's remarkable. But again, your sponsorship, my friends at SRAC wanted to thank you again. They thanked you on my radio show, but I want to thank you personally and tell the bosses. It was a remarkable Christmas in the sky again. I don't know if you were there. Were you there?
I did not go. I was unfortunately detained by my wife on other duties.
Oh, that can happen. But it was a remarkable evening. Very successful. Sold out, and they raised a lot of money for the Shreveport Regional Arts Council. So again, they appreciate your support of your firm as well.
That has been an initiative of ours over the last year. When I first got to the company, we did sponsorships. They were very kind of haphazard. People come in and ask, right? And so we would do, but there's no process in place. There's no for evaluating them and making decisions and putting things in the pipe. And we kind of depended on the whoever we're sponsoring to do all the legwork, right? And what we started doing, Trey approached me, and it kind of gave me the directive because, you know, I want my company to invest in the community more. I want us to get our name on things. We're successful enough now. We're big enough now that we need to do our part in going out and sponsoring things and helping, you know, the community grow and helping the people in the community have things to do and things to be proud of. And he gave me that mission, and you know, we've tried to execute it over the last 2 years. And I think this year we've been successful, at least in 2024, 2025. We've been reasonably successful. We see our name on a lot of things. Christmas in the Sky. We just got done with the Gumbo Gladiators.
That's right.
Recently, where we had Mr. Stalecracker, right, show up. Okay. and entertain the crowd. And we were the headline sponsor for that. And then we went a long way into – we didn't have to get the YouTube influencers, Cookie McCajun, Wade Fishes, Stalecracker to come in. Right. But we thought that would be a cool thing for the community to kind of amp it up and kind of get a little bit more and more eyes on the Volunteers for Youth Justice, because all that goes to a good program to help people, to help young people stay away from things that they shouldn't, to give them alternatives and opportunities to get their, you know, their life in order so that they don't become a statistic. And that's a good cause. We wanted to amp that up. And I think we're pretty successful. It was a pretty good day.
It was.
And that's just the first of – a lot of things we're going to be doing. I think you will see beyond just sponsoring T-ball teams and baseball teams and doing Athlete of the Week with another radio broadcast. We're going to be doing more of that. You're going to see Morris and DeWitt's name around on a lot of things to support the community.
Well, that's important. I mean, I love it when you give back to the community and help the community in various nonprofit areas, nonprofit organizations that are seeking sponsorships and seeking, you know, funding to keep their purpose to help benefit people in the area, including seniors and boomers out there like me. So again, I want to compliment you on that because I've seen it and I've seen the impact, and I know it may not give you back a dollar, but they're making awareness that, and I'm sure that many people, if they've not told you, Tony, they appreciate it.
No, thank you.
Both the people with the organizations, but the individuals that attend. I'm sure the Gumbo Gladiators, they appreciate it. The attendance was remarkable. So it's, you know, that's really a cool idea. And it comes with sponsorship. So let's go back to an important thing that I think my listeners are asking. What is important in hiring a personal injury lawyer? Give us some tips there.
I would break it down, keep it simple, I'd break it down to just a few things. Number one, will they treat you well? Like in our case, you can go look at our reviews. You can read our reviews and see what people say about us. And I think you will see that our five-star reviews are disproportionately high relative to others, right? We have a number of them. We're over 1,500 in this report. We're probably over 2,000 in the two offices, with more offices coming. 1,500 people who are willing to come and say good things about you. Because you know, Gary, you've lived long enough to know that people are quick to complain about something, right?
That's right.
Very slow to praise, right? So 1,500 five-star reviews is, I think, a very good measure of how well we treat people. And more importantly, if you read through them, you'll see that they will name lawyers, they will name employees, and how much they help them. So that's the biggest thing. Part of my job function is to help with the call inflow. We do all the marketing, and then people call us, and then we take those calls. And part of the marketing job is to bucket those calls, listen to them, talk to those people, and figure out if we can help them or not for the right firm from them, or whether we want to refer them to other firms. We can't do divorces, for example. Sorry if you're going through a divorce. We have a couple of referral attorneys who will pass your way. You call us about divorces. But that's part of the job now.
But they think that's a catastrophe.
They think it's a catastrophe. For them, it's a personal injury, right? Well, part of that is we hear a lot of stories in those conversations about other law firms. And I'm not going to mention it. There's a lot of great, great attorneys in Northwest Louisiana. But we do occasionally hear where an attorney will sign up a client, and then they never hear from them, right? They don't get any phone call. They don't tell them where the case is. They don't ask them questions. They're just kind of going through the dark. And then 9 months, a year, they show up later and say, hey, I got you X amount of money, come sign, right? And well, that, I wouldn't say that's every day. That is a common thing. When we talk to focus groups and we talk to other media outlets and we listen to people's complaints, is that law firms sign people up and then they ignore them. They don't have a high contact point. Or they call and they can't talk to anybody. They call and their attorney's never available. We are purposefully built different. Mr. Morris has built his entire work process about touching the client more than we need to. We probably talk to our clients once every 6 weeks to let them know where they are with their case, what information we need, what's happening. We follow up, we set their appointments for care. We follow up after their appointments, make sure they went, make sure they're feeling okay, you know, are they getting better, right? So we have a high contact, and I think that's what those 1,500 reviews say. We treat you well. We just don't take your case, we take you too. So we're gonna make sure that we make you whole as much as we can. So that's part of the process. And then second, well, you wanna make sure that they can do what they say they do, right? I mean, any attorney can say, yes, I can get you X, Y, and Z for your case, right? Well, we never say that because we don't know until we actually go in and do the thing. But when you look at our results, you know that we've done it for other people, right? In similar situations, under similar circumstances, we might can do it. You see that we've done it for somebody, right? That's important because you don't want to hire, well, it's just like anything. You don't want to hire a mechanic to fix your car to find out, well, they're not really that good of a mechanic, right? Or this analogy applies, so you want to make sure. Can they do it? Will they treat you well? And the last thing would be, can they last? One of the good things about our firm is we don't have to go to a bank to get loans to treat you, right? If you need to go have a major surgery, right, we don't have to go partner with another firm to make that happen. We don't have to go to a bank to get a loan, right?
Okay.
So we can take your case and we can do for your case whatever needs to be done. We partner with a lot of other attorneys who will send us their cases to work on their behalf as co-counsel. Now, there are a lot of reasons for that. Some of those reasons are, well, if you're a succession lawyer, you're a state lawyer, and you have a client who's gotten hurt, right, and you need help. Well, if you've never done that before, maybe you don't want your client you've been representing for 20 years, this will be the first time you go into a PI case, right? So you partner with a firm like us. Or maybe you just started as a lawyer. Maybe you have this, you know, really expensive to try case, right? But you've only been in business 2-3 years. Maybe you don't have that amount of money laying aside to invest in this case to get it to the finish line. So they may bring that case to us. So that's the other part. We treat you well. We've done it for others. And no case is too big. There's not any fear in our office. We can take any size case against any defendant, anywhere, anytime. We can go from the starting line to the finish line. And you only have to deal with us. And that's becoming increasingly rare in the legal industry.
Like a one-stop shop.
One-stop shop.
And you don't have to worry about it getting up other subsidiaries. But Tony, you know, the one thing that I hear from some of my readers and listeners out there, they may be involved in an accident, mm-hmm. and they procrastinate about getting legal services. Why? And a lot of them don't tell me. A lot of them tell me they're scared.
Yeah.
And you're the same reason?
I hear the same thing.
And time is, I hate to say it's money, but also is success. If they keep waiting and waiting and waiting, what could happen? I know you're not doing legal opinion.
Yeah, I'm not doing legal opinion. But the Louisiana law is that you have one. There are a couple of exceptions, which I won't go into if you think you have an exception called a lawyer. But as a general rule of thumb, you have 1 year from the date of the accident or the injury to file a claim, to file a lawsuit, right? And then once you file, that preserves it. But you have a hard date. You have 1 year. And a lot of people are just, they don't know about the law. they don't know how the law works. I mean, they see on TV and they hear the big stories that come through the media every now and then. But as far as everyday dealing with the lawyer and the law, that a lot of people just don't know what that is, and a lot of people are just afraid to get involved into something they don't understand, right? Because if you don't understand something, there's always a chance that maybe you'll be taken advantage of, maybe you'll make a decision that is suboptimal for you because you don't understand. And if you don't have a firm that's going to slowly, carefully explain all this to you and give you a lot of care in making this decision, being honest with you about, here are the facts of your case, right? Here's what we can prove in court. This is the position we're in, to be very honest and forthright. Well, they may make a bad decision. A lot of people just stay away because they just don't understand the process. It's oblique, and they would rather just not deal with it. And sometimes, here's one more thing, sometimes you don't know that you're really injured.
Good point.
Sometimes major injuries, like, for example, traumatic brain injuries, for example, I mean, sometimes they're obvious, but a lot of times you get in a wreck, you're in an accident, you go to the hospital, maybe in there a few days, you know, then you come home. It may not be 6 months before your kids or your wife or your significant other kind of starts realizing that you're not the same person you were before the accident, right? Maybe you're really good at math and maybe it's hard for you now. Maybe you don't speak as well as you did. Maybe you have some fine motor control issues. Maybe there's a whole list of things that may happen. Those may not become apparent for 6 months, right?
Right.
And then, well, if that happens, you need to act. You have 1 year in Louisiana. And sometimes you just don't know. I would say that if you have a fever, you go to the doctor, right? If you're injured, go to a lawyer, right? Because we operate on free consultations, we'll give you our advice for free, we'll take a case, we'll take a look at it, right? No cost to you. And if there's something there, then we'll tell you there's something there. If there's something not there, we'll tell you there's not anything here. We can't help. But we'll be honest with you. We'll be clear. And it is better to be safe than sorry.
That's a good point. And it's better to ask than to assume, correct?
Yes, sir.
And that's the critical thing. I think a lot of people are procrastinating because they're scared to ask. They're scared about the outcome. And I had one senior that told me that they were scared. They were involved in an accident. They were scared because it was their fault. They feel it was their fault, but it might not have been their fault. If you keep looking at them, they're assuming it's their fault, but it might have been caused by other situations, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, that is the case. There are cameras everywhere now, right? we've had plenty of cases where we have to go to the Walgreens and we'll get the film from the camera angle, or someone happens to be out there filming a video for TikTok and we happen to see them and get the video, and it'll change the entire direction of the case. So you don't know. Now, if it's clearly your fault, right, we're a plaintiff firm. We can't help you. We're not in the defense business. We can't defend you in a lawsuit against if you're the negligent party. But if you're unclear about it, if you think there's a chance that you're not at fault, well, it doesn't cost you anything to give us a call. Let us take a look.
Well, the other thing, Tony, I've been involved. Let's disclaim here. I've heard of people being involved in car accidents where the police report was negligently done that it made the other person responsible.
That does happen occasionally. Where human beings are involved, there's always a chance of an error.
And,
right?
An error or a misguided police officer that might have known the party. Could have been a conflict of interest there, correct?
I've heard of those situations too. We occasionally get those calls. That happens. There are processes in place in the law that allow us to contest an incorrect police report, right? And if we have evidence to substantiate that, we can go to court. We can take care of that for you, right? If you think that that's the case and you've been injured, come let us know it. I mean, at the end of the day, we can investigate, we can look into it, and we can substantiate that in court, and we can get that taken care of.
Well, that is awesome, because I hate to say that there might be some bad apples out there regarding law enforcement. Let's hope there's not many of those, but occasionally there are some.
I would say in the 3 years I've been at Morrison & Witt, I might have heard of two or three, you know, examples of something similar. For the most part, any errors in a police report usually just turn out to be just typical human error. They got this wrong, they forgot which person told them what, and they just transposed who the guilty party is.
Party was. Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information, but now we're from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors and Country Earth Report, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Tending Country Roads Report, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Galigas. I thank you for taking time to listen to our radio show today. Joining me on my show is a special guest, Mr. Tony Miller, the Director of Marketing with Morris & DeWitt Personal Injury Law Firm, located in the Shreveport and Bossier area, but also in various cities throughout the state of Louisiana. As you mentioned, Tony, we're going to be in Ruston.
Very soon.
Lafayette, right?
Not Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Lake Charles, great city, great city. And I'm sure your staff are going to enjoy visiting that particular neck of the woods, so it's really good.
A lot of good food down there.
That is a lot of good food. So he's on my show today to discuss when and why a person should contact a personal injury law firm. And as we mentioned, they're our specialty law firm, right?
Yes, sir. We deal primarily with catastrophic injury, some of your larger value cases, some of your larger cases with consequences to the individual, significant consequences to someone. And a catastrophic injury usually is defined as any injury caused by negligence that permanently changes the trajectory of your life, right, okay. In some way. That you can't live a life in the future as good as a life in the past because something happened to you that was caused by someone else.
And it could be a workplace injury as well as, what, automobile?
Usually they're always involving a commercial entity of some form. Right? Usually if you're going to be significantly injured this way, it's going to be a commercial vehicle on the road. It'll be, you know, a refinery explosion, a workplace accident. It will be a pipeline explosion. Sometimes, you know, things can happen on oil and gas rigs or platforms. Usually railroads, usually it's somebody that's working really hard with their body, you know, in a dangerous location, you know.
Well, do we know anything about statistics? What's the injury rate of accidents causing catastrophic injuries on the freeways, on the interstates? Is it very high?
Gary, you got me. I don't have the stat. I can go look it up and get back to you. I don't have the stats. They change.
But I'm sure it's quite. You see a lot of accidents. You see a lot when I'm traveling here between here in Dallas and here in Alabama. It's sad. I don't know who caused the problem, but
I'm going into my data banks here, my memory. Louisiana LSU has a website called cart.lsu, I believe, .edu. And they compile all the statistics for traffic accidents. And I want to say that there might have been 3,000-something fatal or serious injury accidents in Louisiana last year. And that's been a pretty consistent number. Now, those sometimes are delays in reporting. So next year the number might change. It might be a little bit greater or lesser based on estimates. But a lot of people get hurt. I can tell you that before I worked for a law firm, when people say, oh, I was hurt by a company, or oh, I was hurt, or you know, I was probably as skeptical as most of your audience when you hear these claims. And but then I started having to answer the phones. Then I started listening to the people on the other side. And I started, you know, looking at the number of calls we get every day and the number of people reporting injury in those calls. Calls by either, now a lot of them are just your typical motor vehicle accidents. Some of them are clients who fell down at the Circle K or some equivalent, and maybe they're not really that hurt that bad, right? Scrapes and bruises, not probably what we would go to court for. But there are a lot of people who are injured on the road. There are a lot of people who are injured in commercial vehicle accidents. The amount of people injured in medical procedures, or at least they believe that they were injured in a medical procedure, it was a lot higher and very eye-opening for me. So while I don't have the actual hard numbers at my fingertips, I would say that anybody who would sit in our intake room and listen to the phone calls, they will be surprised at the number of people who are telling legitimate stories of injury.
But it's important for them to make the call, right?
It's important to make the call. If nothing more, make yourself feel better. You get all the information, right? Because you probably don't know the law, right, that applies to that particular situation. And at the very least, have somebody who knows the law explain the ins and outs of it to you.
So again, let's mention their website is Morris DeWitt. I'm going to spell it out for you. MorrisDeWett.com. Fabulous website. Has thousands of questions that I haven't been able to ask Tony today, but it's all on their website. They have a lot of graphics. They have a lot of videos. And they have a lot of good information that I'm sure if you visit their website, you'll learn more about them. The phone number is 318-221-1508, 221-1508, and toll-free 844-31-5927. So one thing that I found on your website, which I never, you know, you think about it when you have an accident, is gathering documentation and witnesses, because after you leave the scene, you're not going to be able to get a lot of that stuff with your family. Hopefully you're not incapacitated enough that you can't get this, but
yes,
hopefully you can get some of this information. And is it critical?
It is very critical. It's a lot of the times it is the difference between success and failure in a case, you know, and how to find that by getting the client what they need or want out of the case. If you're in an accident, the very first thing is make sure you're okay. Right? Don't do anything if you're feeling unwell, dizzy, right? You call the ambulance, right? Go with the medical staff that does the case. But assuming that you're okay, you're functioning, then get photos, get video, get a picture of the other car, get pictures of your car, 360 degrees all the way around. Get photos and video of where the incident took place, right? Are you at an intersection? What businesses are close by? What business are running? So if there's someone who stops to help, get their name and phone number. If there's people that are just casually, what was it, rubbernecking? You know, who depart to watch the incident? Don't be shy, bashful. Go up there, get their name and number, right? Or at least if they're watching, get their driver's license plate. Because when we're trying to reconstruct the scene, all this stuff is going to be helpful in terms of finding out what really happened and, you know, what really caused the incident. To the best that we can, we need all that information. And I guess the other side of that is, you know, when you call, a lot of times when people call, please understand and expect that there's a process on the other end of that call. There's minimal facts that we have to get to verify that we can help you. A lot of times we get calls from people who are under a lot of stress, under a lot of duress. They're hurting or they're angry, or maybe someone won't listen to them, or the insurance company is, you know, they're usually not known for their client care, you know, if you're filing a claim with them. It's very stressful. Give us a call and realize we're going to go through this entire process and get all the facts that we need. And if you can, have everything as close to the vest as you can. So have your driver's license number, have your policy numbers. If there's a police report, have it or have the number. And just expect that we have to ask you a lot of quasi-legal questions, because we have to know before we can represent you in a case, right, that this is a legitimate case for us. So there's a little bit of a process on the front end. Be patient, because we care and we are concerned. We have to get the information. And we talk to a lot of emotional people sometimes.
Well, I bet you do. The other thing I thought about documentation, which I think you emphasize on your website, is the evidence at the scene, as you mentioned, could be tremendous, especially if somebody saw the person, the driver of the car, run a red light speed, have weird movements before they're following him along, and he pulls over and says, yeah, I saw that guy, you know, before, causing all these particular problems, or I noticed that there was things shifting on his truck. So those can add to that, and then luckily you have more than one person, that would definitely help in the case.
Absolutely. Every piece of information that you can collect, regardless of how insignificant you think it is at the time, right?
So, yeah. So tell us one more thing. I think it's critical. Most people think when they call a personal injury law firm that they're going to have to be required to have a jury trial. Is that true or false?
No, sir. I want to say that the statistics are that 95% of all wow. cases settle out of court. You don't have to go. The probability of you ending up in front of a jury arguing your case is really very low. And the ones that do go to trial are those situations where usually they're very big cases, or there's a lot of financial stakes on the side of the defending company, and they're going to push it out as far as they can go, and hoping that the plaintiff will just get tired, get frustrated, you know, need money now, and we'll settle for whatever they can get. But that's usually those type of cases. Or in the case of the Grantham case, where you had a plaintiff that was extremely passionate about getting the story out there, and whether that case took 10 years or 20 years, she was going to see it all the way through because she was a passionate advocate for that situation, for, you know, to make sure that if it ever happened to anybody else, that the police would have the power of law to find out whether someone is truly intoxicated at the moment of that accident or not. So those are the type of cases you usually go to trial. I would say probably for everything else, we will file a lawsuit. You will have depositions, but usually when the facts kind of get laid out, everybody knows the lay of the land, right? It'll come to a settlement, usually.
Well, that's an easier part, okay. So in closing, you've been great today. I've learned a lot myself that I was not aware. What will you add in closing? There's so much choices out there in personal injury attorneys, not just in our area, but throughout the world. Why should they pick Morrison DeWitt?
Comes back to those three things. We're going to treat you well. We're going to do the best we possibly can for your case. We're going to go as long and as hard as you want us to go. Right? It's your case, you're in the driver's seat. We're going to do what you want to do all the way. We're going to give you honest advice. And the last thing is, we've done it before. We've been there before. There's not a situation in personal injury or case that's too big that we can't handle. We don't have any fear in the office. We'll go against anyone, anytime, anywhere, if it's the right case. To achieve justice for you, we'll do what we have to do, and we've done it for others.
Thank you. That was a great advocate of Morrison DeWitt. I'm sure they're very proud of that. Again, thank you, Tony, for joining us today. I've learned a lot. I know my listeners out there have learned a lot as well. Visit them on their website at Morris DeWitt. That's MorrisDeWett.com. Call them at 318-221-1508. Their toll-free number is 844-311-5927. Or if you don't remember them, you can visit the Best of Times back cover. We do appreciate your support of the Best of Times magazine to provide our listeners and readers with lots of information that could benefit them. So again, thank you for joining us today. I've learned a lot. Best wishes. And thank you. Tell your lead and all your attorneys. Thank you for doing a great job to service our citizens in the Shreveport and Bossier throughout the state of Louisiana.
Thank you, Gary. Pleasure being here.
Don't forget to pick up your personal copy of The Best of Times in one of our 270 distribution locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show. I'm Gary Kaligas, wishing you and yours the best of times both today and every day. Have a great day. Good.